Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, the content marketing expert, bringing you 5 new episodes every week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Hello, Breakthrough Success listeners. I just wanted you all to know before the episode actually starts, I've been working a little bit behind the scenes to give you something really special. So a while ago, I wrote my book, Content Marketing Secrets, which helps people create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue. And I just put the finishing touches together to offer that for free to anyone who is interested. So if you want your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets, all you have to do is head over to markgoberti.com/book. Now, let's jump right into the episode. There are a lot of different ways that you can boost your productivity, from sticky notes to scheduling your day, but one of the more interesting ways to boost your productivity and also live a healthier lifestyle is to go vegan. Now, this isn't something that I've necessarily adopted at this stage, but today's guest has done just that. And he has gone on to be featured in a lot of places like BuzzFeed and Now This News for the work that he's doing. And he does believe that vegan is the future. He's actually a zero-waste plant-based chef who educates others on how they can eat healthier. And he's using his blog and Instagram and other platforms to spread the word and just hone in on this message that vegan is the future. So we're going to learn about the vegan lifestyle and also how being vegan and embracing it can boost our productivity. So without any further ado, today's guest for episode 203 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Max LaManna. Max, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Mark, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here and happy to talk with you.
Max, I'm really looking forward to the show, and you're also a very young individual for, you're just young individual, sort of like me, and it's interesting how you're really serious about spreading the word about how being vegan is the future, and there's a lot that we could talk about. I'm really looking forward to it, but I'd like to get some background. So why did you decide to start educating others on how they can embrace this eating change and also sharing the no waste revolution?
Sure. I went vegan about 6 years ago while I was in Hawaii visiting friends, and I was on a holiday trip living in New York at the time. And when I was introduced to veganism and that it's all like eating plants and fruits and vegetables and grains and just staying away from all the animal products, I thought it was going to be very challenging and difficult at the time. And it did raise some difficulties. But as soon as I honed in on what vegetables and what fruits are good for, you know, certain nutrients that my body needed for success, for, you know, productivity, for longevity, I started again honing in on what I need to consume in order to achieve each day.
And I really like how you mentioned that it was difficult for you in the beginning and then you got into it, because for people who are not necessarily vegan, one of the things is that, well, the animal products like the hamburgers, the chicken and things like that, they have the protein in them. So I'm wondering, how can we make the change but also have protein and some of those other essentials that you find, like at least a common perception is that you find them more often in animal products?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited about veganism now because 6 years ago, there wasn't the streamline or the mainstream that is now taking over through social media with veganism. There's Impossible Burger, there's Beyond Meat. And I think the end of this summer or the end of 2018, a fish plant-based, meal is going to, surface, and that's going to be called Good Catch. And with chicken and, or poultry and meat together, it doesn't equal the amount of fish that I think the population consumes. So this Good Catch company is going to be the new launch and the new, I guess, way that people can gravitate towards a vegan lifestyle. I mean, you're still getting your protein from these products. So I don't see why anyone would have a challenge or a difficulty adapting to this, because it tastes like that, you know, animal-based product, and still has that protein that you're looking for, without having the impact and environmental destruction that it would cause if you were to, live on an animal-based diet.
And this is something that is it's important. It's a form of eating where you're not inflicting the same level of pain on the environment as if you're having the animal product. Now, again, I admit I have not fully converted to vegan. It's not really something that I've truly attempted yet. Hearing your story is getting me to consider it, something I keep in the back of my mind, maybe nice. Manifest someday. But one of the things about intrapreneurs is that we are doing as many things possible to boost our productivity. And I just feel like the eating vegan, like, it requires eating very healthy, and I feel like it would have a big effect on our productivity. And I'm wondering, what exactly does the vegan lifestyle do for productivity and overall energy?
Well, vegan doesn't necessarily mean healthy. And a lot of people, I think, confuse that being vegan, you by default, you're healthy. And it definitely can lead to that. For instance, Oreos, America's cookie, is actually by default vegan. If the next time you go in a grocery store, look on the back of an Oreo packaging, and you won't see anything in the product that says milk or eggs. And it by default, like I said, it's entirely vegan. So, but I naturally, like, you just naturally eat, I guess, like you said, healthier. For me, I'm looking at getting my nutrients through plants, through vegetables. And this morning, I had a cucumber and celery juice. I know it sounds slightly boring, but through these vegetables that I drink in the morning, I have this boost of energy. My stomach, I'm not sure if you've heard of, your gut has a mind of its own. And so cleaning out my insides gives me, the productivity that he needs, such as, the energy to last the whole entire day. I don't burn out. I'm not tired by the end of the day. I do go to sleep, and sleep is a big, important factor to your overall health, whether you live a plant-based diet or eat animal products. Sleep is, I think, first and foremost, one of the secret ingredients to success. Maybe you can agree with me there. But I've noticed a change in the way that I perform through eating a vegan diet, through a plant-based diet. Like I said, a lot of energy throughout the day, and I know exactly what my body needs. All I need to do is tune in and ask myself, what am I hungry for? And that's basically it.
And, it is interesting. Like, it's a different lifestyle, like, just based on what you're eating. And it's just something that is very interesting. I mean, like, observing people who are vegan or vegetarian, but vegan is obviously the next step for vegetarian. But it's just interesting to see that style. And you mentioned the drink that you have. And I know at some point you did have the animal products before. And I'm wondering, what is the difference between the vegan Max and the non-vegan, the just casual eater animal products Max?
That's a great question. Let me look back. I mean, I grew up in an Italian-French household, so eggs and you know, cheese and fish and all those, you know, Italian and French dishes I grew up having. And I loved them. And that was the difficulty of, you know, moving towards a plant-based diet, a vegan lifestyle, was I'm going to have to give up these products, these meals that I enjoy so much. And then I found a way to, have those alternatives, that the food that tastes just like it or that has the same texture. But, the animal-based diet, Max, I would get sick. I actually was getting sick maybe twice, 3 times a year, you know, when the seasons changed. I was out for 2 days, 3 days. And within the last 6 years of being entirely vegan and a plant-based lifestyle, I don't get sick. And I'm not a doctor by any means, but in my own experience, I don't go to the doctor as often. I'm more in tune with my health, and I can see the physical, my physical appearance. Whereas before, if I wanted to lose a couple pounds, if I wanted to go for a run or exercise, I was a little bit slow and I was a little bit tired by the end of the day. Now I'm full of energy. You mentioned in the beginning of the show that you called me, I was young. You said I was a young person. I'm almost 30 years old and people think I'm 19. So I guess it's doing something.
Yeah, you definitely fooled me. And I mean, like, it's interesting how it's not like, oh, Max just had like a really good year and you didn't get sick. There's been like 6 straight years of you not getting sick. And because I've actually like, there have been like some days where we did like a family fast because that helps with the digestive system. But because you mentioned you're a runner, I'm a runner too. So do you feel like any different from the vegan lifestyle versus the animal products? Because I feel like the animal products, like with the protein. Now, obviously, this is like what a lot of people may be thinking that might help you with the exercise. But yeah, it seems like it could do with the vegan, right?
Oh, for sure. You know, I don't think we need to consume as much protein as we think we do. Our body has enough energy and storage in our bodies that can last throughout the day. I mean, we get our protein from a lot of, from many different sources that you may not be aware of. And for instance, I think if people are worried about their protein, I usually question or ask them where they're getting their fiber, which is relatively as important as protein, I think, because that fiber helps your digestion and helps, you know, make space in your stomach and, you know, removes toxins and removes, you know, anything that is harmful that is in your gut. And so having a healthy digestive system will help food break down easier and help those nutrients help that food serve to the different parts of your body that need it the most. So I think, you know, I encourage people to, you know, give it a couple of days, try 2 days, try 3 days of just eating strictly plants. What's the worst that's going to happen? You go back to eating, you know, your animal products again, but see how you feel, you know, give it a test, give it a try. You have nothing to lose. and so I encourage people to do this. I have my parents and my family doing this, and now they're eating, I think, 1 or 2 meals a week where they have animal products, just because, you know, they're it's the convenient factor. So I mean, that's better than nothing. I highly encourage people to eat more plants.
And I do like that idea of giving it a try. So like, even if it doesn't work, you just go back, but just for sake that you're trying it, you could see the experience and see how you handle it and see how it affects you. And Like, I don't want this whole thing to be about the like the protein, but what is your substitute for that?
Oh man, there's so many alternatives now. Oats, like I said, in the morning I have my oats, chickpeas, garbanzo bean, which is the same thing as chickpeas, quinoa, leafy greens like kale, spinach, Swiss chard, broccoli has a bit of protein, mushrooms have a bit of protein. Another big one that a lot of vegans consume is tofu and seitan, and soy-based products. What else? Squash has a little bit of protein. Brown rice. I mean, the list goes on.
And I mean, I know you just recite the whole list, but it's just good to hear those suggestions for anyone who's thinking about it, but just wants to hear some ideas before they dive right into it. One of the things that I do want to cover is that you have a really big Instagram following, 44,000 followers. You're following under 1,000 people. So I'm wondering if you give us a brief crash course into how you're able to grow the followers and get the high level of engagement that you get for your pictures.
Interesting. That's a great question. Thank you, Mark. I was living in Australia back in 2016 to 2017, and I chose to not live with a phone. I did this on purpose so I can remove myself from technology and just be present in the moment. And that meant no social media. And when I came back to New York, I brought myself back to social media to just, you know, pop in and figure out what I want to do, how do I want to share, you know, a message, because that's what I see social media is good for, is that it can share a message, and that's what I wanted to do. So I narrowed down what I wanted to focus on, what I wanted to share, and that's what I, you know, targeted myself and targeted my audience and what those people want. So I focused on, you know, being vegan. I focused on being zero waste. And I focused on wellness and health in general. So I think in the beginning, I just took photos with like, you know, me with food, cooking with food, having a good time, and then sharing like, hey, try veganism. Because I don't think there was that many male figures who talk about veganism. Now, in America, out of all the people who consider themselves vegan, 20% are men. So there's a very low number of men who are vegan in America. So I thought, okay, I'm against the odds, and I guess sharing my message. But it's taken off. I focused on the stories as well. I focused on sharing stories of my day, like just doing a day in the life of Max. So I woke up, and this is the beginning when I started Instagram, and I don't do it as much anymore because I've more work on my plate right now. But I used to start off each day with a chapter, Tuesday or Wednesday, and I would have a quote or some sort of suggestion with an image. So maybe there was, you know, a picture of the ocean with all this plastic waste. And, you know, maybe I had a suggestion that said, use less plastic straws or use less plastic cups and use a bamboo straw instead. And I noticed people started taking screenshots of those images, those chapters, and started sharing them and tagging me in them. And I noticed I was getting 1,000 followers a week from just stories, which I guess worked. And then little by little, I started having news medias reach out to me and interview me for selected interviews.
Thank you for sharing with us that whole journey about just some of the crash course for growing on Instagram. And it's interesting how you have that story format and like on social networks, you have to do a better job at telling the different stories about what we are doing and as we're spreading our message as well. So I liked all the insights you shared on allowing us to dominate on Instagram. And going back to the vegan lifestyle now, I know that you know that people are not like, it's not like people like jump in right away. It's like some, they gotta hear it a few times and then they may jump into it. Some people, they may not jump into being a vegan right away, but what do you believe whole, why do you think most people are not becoming vegans? And for the people who want to be but haven't been able to make that leap, like, what do you think is holding them back?
What do I think is holding back people from making that leap? And that's another great question. I ask myself this almost every single day. Like, I saw somebody, a friend of mine saw me today at the cafe that I was working out of, and he ordered a egg, cheese, and chorizo wrap. And I'm like, I didn't say anything to him, but I'm like, he knows that I'm vegan. He knows that this is my life. And but he hasn't made that leap yet. So I you know, was pondering and thinking, why does he do this? And what would make someone, you know, do that? I think it's a convenience factor, really. I don't think there's enough vegan restaurants and options and places. And I don't think they advertise it as much. I mean, back at that cafe earlier today, I asked the barista, I asked him, I said, do you have any vegan options? And he's like, oh no, we don't have any vegan options, but maybe in the next 2 months. So that's already a plus in my book because it's going to happen. But I also think maybe let me think about this. I think it's education. People hear it enough. They hear about veganism quite a bit. It's becoming the 2018 most highlighted trend of the year, I guess. But people aren't doing the research or the education to see if this is doable for themselves. And again, somebody asked me the other day, where do you shop for your vegan food? I can't believe, I mean, they asked me that question, which I sort of laugh because once you walk into a grocery store, the very first thing you see when you walk in is right in front of you is the fruits and vegetables. It's the produce section, right? So that's where I'm getting all my source of nutrients is right there. But again, Mark, I think it's the education. I don't think it's spoken enough or shared enough, and people lack the responsibility of doing the education for themselves.
And that is an interesting reason. Like, I do think the part of it is the education. Like, some people, they may just hear, they may not know about that lifestyle. They may not go deep enough into it. I think everyone should just consider it, think about it, try it for a day or two, see how you feel, because this is something that I may try in the future. So for anyone who wants to follow that similar path, again, it's definitely something really good to do. You get the nutrients, eat healthier, boost your productivity is something all entrepreneurs want. And no animal products, that's something else to consider as well. And one of the things that I like asking people, and this comes from my inner bookworm, and I'm wondering if you could share with us three books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Three books. Not in regards to veganism?
You could bring in one veganism book or more if you want.
I actually don't know if I have a veganism book. Let me look. This is an awesome question because I'm going to be moving soon. So I had to do some cleaning on my bookshelf. So the very first book that I see that had an impact on me, and this was back when I was 20 years old, was a book called Intuition, Knowing Beyond Logic, which was written by Osho. Another book that is one of my favorites is Siddhartha. Have you heard of Siddhartha?
I have not.
Siddhartha, who's Siddhartha written by? I can't find it right now. Siddhartha is another book, and that is also another like spirituality book that brings you deeper into understanding and mindfulness. And another book. I really enjoyed reading, actually, Kitchen Confidential by Anthony Bourdain. His writing is so descriptive, and he brings you on a journey through the kitchen, in and outside of the restaurant, and the journeys and the rewards that he reaped through his journey, through his life. If you know who Anthony Bourdain is, he's hugely successful.
Max, thank you for sharing those great book recommendations. Those will all be in the show notes for this episode, markcoberti.com/E203. And for anyone who wants a book that will help them create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue, you can grab my book, Content Marketing Secrets, over at markcoberti.com/book. And before we wrap up this episode, Max, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
Great question. The question I think that most of us should ask each and every single day is, before we purchase a product, before we purchase an item, before we eat, before we watch the news on the television or read something on our phones, before we make that decision, we need to ask ourselves, is this going to promote, let me reword that. Is this going to be helpful for me? Is this going to be worth my time to put my energy towards? We only have a short period of time on this earth, on this planet. And I don't want people to waste their time. And we all have a purpose and a life that needs to be well lived and well served. So use your time wisely and choose the things that are going to bring you that worth.
Max, thank you for sharing with us that great question and for sharing all of your great insights throughout our time together. Breakthrough Success listeners, if you want to keep up with Max and, get in touch with him, reach out. You can head over to his Instagram at eatingwithmax. And you could also head over to his website, eatingwithmax.com. And all of this, again, will be in the show notes, markcoberti.com/203. But Max, I just want to thank you again for taking the time to share all of your insights with us today. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Mark, thank you so much for having me on. Hopefully we can do this again, and thank you for everyone listening.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn